Okay, so I'm going to start. I'm Dr. Brian Alnutt, and I'm interviewing, we pronounce your name?
Rosalie Ferrace.
Rosalie Ferrace.
Yes.
And this is part of the my oral history of Lehigh Valley Apparel Workers, which I'm doing as part of the Lehigh Valley Engaged Humanities Consortium, which is an intercollegiate operation. And so we're meeting, and we're actually here at Wingate Park, very nice place to meet. And I'm just going to ask a few questions, you know. First of all, where were you born?
Phillipsburg. Yeah.
You mentioned that before, but I have to ask. Yeah. Phillipsburg, New Jersey.
Yes.
Okay, I'll put it closer. Phillipsburg, and did you grow up there? Or
yes.
That was your...
Yes.
That's where you grew up.
I went there till I got married.
Okay. Okay.
Till 1966.
66.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And where did you move after that? Did you move to
Rosetta, Pennsylvania.
Rosetta, Pennsylvania.
Yeah.
Okay. What was your highest education level? Did you
high school?
Graduated high school.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then, did you have any plans when you grew up? What your career plans, or what did you think you might do as you?
Well, I did go to beauty school.
Okay.
I was a hairdresser for a while.
Is that right?
Yes.
How'd you like that?
It was good.
Couldn't do it to me.
Sorry. No, you'd lose business with you.
Yeah, there's nothing to do.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when did you get involved in the apparel, in the clothing business?
When I got married.
When you got married?
My husband's parents had a mill.
Oh, okay.
Yes. So I worked for them a little, then I had a baby, so I was home a while.
Okay, okay.
Then in between I worked, then I had another baby.
Okay. Do you recall the name of that mill they had?
What? Yeah. Oh. It was Quality Garments.
Quality Garments.
Yes.
Okay.
There's pictures in here.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
There's a bunch of mills.
Okay. What did they make? What was their special?
Blouses.
Blouses.
That was the big thing.
Okay.
And when I was young, my mother worked in one in Phillipsburg.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Blouses.
So blouses also.
Had all kinds of blouses.
My goodness. Was there any particular brand they made there? Do you remember any famous?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Okay, but blouses. And what was your job on the line? What was your first job?
I was trimming. Packing up.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't sew in the beginning.
Okay, trimming.
Then I learned.
Okay. How did they teach you? Was it, who did the training?
For the sewing?
For sewing, yeah.
I was at another mill.
Oh, okay.
And the boss said to me, come and sit here at this machine. And I said, I can't sew. She said, can you drive a car? She said, you know how to work the pedals. And so I learned. A little bit at a time.
Just like driving a car. Just like driving a
car. Yeah,
the foot
keep
settles.
Keep it going.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Was that all paid on piecework? Was it paid by the piece, do you recall?
Both,
okay.
If you really was good and worked fast, you could make out well.
Oh, okay.
But I never did.
Did they have like a quota that they wanted you to make every hour or something? Was there a?
They tried, but some just can't. You know, either you have it or you don't.
Oh,
this was my in-laws.
Ah, Quality Garment. Oh my gosh, okay. And your husband was right there.
Yep.
Oh my
gosh. Didn't know him then.
So you married into the company, okay.
Yes.
Nice.
This was his parents.
Okay. Now how long did you stay at Quality Garment? How long were you there for about, do you remember?
2 or 3 years.
Oh, okay.
Then they sold the business.
Oh, okay.
So.
And did you move on to another mill then?
Or? Yes. Okay. Yes. I was to a lot.
A lot.
And they kept closing. And the same with him. he'd go somewhere else, and they'd close.
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh. Was it because
the business was going out?
So okay, you began to see
that. Because of the imports.
I heard all about that, and
that,
it just began.
That killed it.
Yeah, yeah. Did you move on to other companies in Rosetta? Was it mostly in Rosetta where you were?
Most of them, mm-hmm. yes. Mm-hmm. Then there was one in Bangor.
Okay.
Then when I retired from A&H, mm-hmm. that closed in Nazareth.
Right, yeah.
And our group is called Something Displaced Workers. All its girls got thrown out the door, and there was nowhere to go.
My goodness, that's the story of it. You know, it's a sad, but that's the true story all over the Lehigh Valley. I saw that happening in the '80s and '90s.
They're all gone.
All gone.
Because of imports to Mexico, here, mm-hmm. there.
Mm-hmm. I was going to have a couple questions. Did you have friends in the mill? Were you able to have friends who come in to work with you, or just make friends with?
I made friends.
Made friends in there.
Yeah.
Okay.
All these girls from that group, mm-hmm. I didn't know any of them. You mm-hmm. made friends.
Made friends there.
Yeah.
And everyone.
Everywhere I went, you met somebody else.
That is so nice.
Yeah.
So it was a pretty friendly atmosphere in most of the mills?
Most of them.
Most of them.
Yeah.
Mostly ladies? Were there any men working on
a few. Mm-hmm. Not a lot.
And were they doing the same jobs the women were doing?
Some,
or were they set
yeah,
some, same
but
thing?
The money for a man, the money was not good.
Okay. Compared to what else
right.
a male could do. Oh, yeah. I see. So they, men tended to move in other
yeah.
businesses.
Right.
I see.
Right. Because my husband, when he retired, he was working. There was a place in Bangor mm-hmm. called Bear Automotive.
Yeah, I've heard about that.
Oh, you heard mm-hmm. of well,
yeah.
guess what? It closed. And he lost his job. I think that's when he retired.
Well, I'm sorry to hear about that. It's
yes.
A lot of closings. A story
yes.
of a lot of.
Yeah.
A lot of closings. I think there's one, isn't there one big company still around here, Majestic or something? They make athletic.
That, they moved, where are they? Stockertown?
Tatamy.
Okay.
Yeah, you could see them coming up 33 mm-hmm. in there somewhere.
Okay, yeah,
yeah.
I think I did.
Yeah.
And they're still making
they
the uniforms.
They made all the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's not Majestic anymore.
Okay.
Forget Fanatics, I think.
Fanatics.
Fanatics.
They changed the name.
Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah. In fact, what, a couple of years ago, the governor went there. They were going to take it away.
Oh.
The new company. But he talked him into staying.
Oh, I see.
Yeah.
That was good. Were most of the businesses you work unionized? Was the union
yes.
most of them? Okay.
Yeah.
And did they get along pretty? Were their relations good with the management, or was it?
I think so.
Okay.
Yeah.
If there are any issues, did the union help the ladies resolve them?
I guess on occasion.
Okay.
But that's the only way you ever got a raise.
Union.
Through the union.
Okay.
Every year, a percentage you got.
The increase, yeah, like percentage,
yeah.
and a new contract, of course,
yes.
coming up.
And then they'd always say we're going to strike.
Oh.
I think I was in Pinarchal Mill, and we had a strike maybe 3-4 days.
Okay, was that the only strike you ever?
That I participated.
Okay, and what was that like? Was it? Did you actually have to picket outside the mill?
Yes.
Signs.
We
okay.
Did.
Yeah.
Yeah. We'd sit and they'd say, no, you've got to be walking.
But only three days, it was over.
Yeah.
Did you get what you wanted? Did the union get what they wanted? Do you remember?
I don't remember.
Okay.
That was a good 15 or more years ago.
Okay.
I'm out of work 6 years, in fact, around now.
Is that right? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you continued on quite late in working
I
life.
I 72.
Retired at 72. Oh,
yeah.
My gosh.
Yeah.
I might do that.
Maybe I would have kept going a few more years.
How about that?
If it wouldn't have closed.
I'll tell you a little story. It's not in this interview, but I read a story in the Morning Call paper about 10 years ago. A lady up in Scranton was working in a clothing mill, and she was 100 years old.
Wow.
Full time. She was there at 6 a.m. She was... She said, I just don't want to retire. She was 100 years old.
Yeah, that's a bit much. First, you got to make it to it.
That's right.
Jeez.
Gee whiz. Now, did the mills have different feels to them? Did one mill have friendlier feel to it than the others?
Yeah.
Okay.
Some of the bosses were terrible.
Oh, is that right?
I worked, it was called Mary Make,
Mary
a banker.
Mm-hmm.
It was okay while I was there, but I heard stories about the manager before, and they said he was horrible. He'd swear at the girls. He'd make them cry. So I saw this man one time. He was happy. He loved when he made somebody cry.
My gosh. And he stayed on doing that. Oh, my gosh. That doesn't seem the way to build.
And he wasn't an owner. He was
manager.
Yeah.
And the union wasn't able to stop him from doing it.
I guess not.
Did the companies have, like, nice benefits for you? Like, nice
they
time
were,
off? Or you know?
Well, you got 2 weeks in the summer vacation.
Mm.
Christmas, we got a week. And some holidays.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so.
Just regular benefits, yeah.
Yeah.
Now tell me something else, because you mentioned something before I began recording about taking summers off and then the high school.
Yeah.
How did that work? The ladies got to take summers off to childcare?
Yes.
Okay.
And high school kids would look for jobs, so they'd go to the mills.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So they would work in the summer.
Yeah.
And then
you did one summer. She had enough.
Now, and they would go back to school, I guess, then.
Right.
And then the
they'd
regular would come back.
And we'd come back.
Okay. Were you mostly on day shift, or did the place work all
day? Day.
Did they work 24 hours, any of the mills?
No,
day shift.
No.
Okay.
All day.
Okay.
But these people had to be home for their children.
Okay.
And their
okay.
husband
right.
to cook. And
mm-hmm. So the companies respected that. And
yes.
The schedule was set. You could get home and be with your family. Okay. What about injuries? I was going to ask this. Just various questions I had. Did people feel safe on the job? Because I've heard many people getting their fingers sewed and things like that. Did that happen?
But not too much.
Not too bad.
Nah,
okay.
You had a watch.
Right.
And they did put like a safety thing by the needle.
Okay.
If you got your finger caught, it was your fault.
Oh.
Yeah.
Be careful.
I
would just
yes.
have my fingers all pricked up. I know I would have my fingers all punctured.
Now there's a guard,
mm-hmm.
a little guard.
Mm-hmm.
So you shouldn't do right. it.
Now did the ladies, because mostly ladies working there, did the company allow flexibility if a child was sick or something, if you had to do something special at home? Was there a chance to
get... They had to. Because there were so many mills.
Right.
They couldn't get help then.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Because many times I get phone calls.
Mm.
What are you going to do?
Yeah, that's true.
That's it. Or so they got sick, you had to go pick them up.
Yeah, and the companies were pretty good about that.
Yes.
Pretty flexible about that.
They had to be.
Had to, because there were choices for ladies. Because
yes, because if they didn't say to you, well, then you don't have a job. There was nobody to replace you.
Ah,
because there were so many mills.
So imagine that. Imagine that. So you could pick and choose where you wanted to go.
There were people getting out of here. They quit, go next door.
It's nice. That's a good situation to have for a working person. Yeah, it is.
Yes.
But then you said you started to see places closing up.
Yes.
Any idea when that was? You remember about
I'd say in the 90s.
90s is when it began.
Yeah.
Imports mostly.
Yep.
Because I've seen.
I forget who was president at the time.
Yeah, it would have been Bill Clinton probably. Bill Clinton. Yeah. I'm thinking. Yeah. And then the imports, and then one after another.
Yes.
Started closing down.
Yeah.
Hmm.
Now, I worked at this place, Mary Mae, in Bangor. They opened a mill in Mexico.
I have to grab that. I'll be right back. Thank you. So they opened a mill in Mexico.
Yes.
And then the work moved down there.
A&H, where we all came from, they moved. I forget where they went.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And that was shrinking up. I was going to ask, were most of the ladies there, Rosetto, of course, is mostly an Italian town. Yeah, almost. Were it mostly Italian
it
workers
was
there?
Then. It has changed.
Okay,
as
now.
As people die, they sell their homes.
Mm-hmm.
Different people, nationalities move in.
Oh, I see. Okay.
Right. A lot of people you don't know.
A lot of change over in the town. Yeah, I see. So, but I know Rosetta was actually famous for being one of the most Italian towns in Pennsylvania for a long time. Yeah.
And now, at our church, one priest is from India, one's from Fiji, and the other one, Africa.
How about that? How about that? Nice. Things are changing then. It's interesting.
Even. We had two priests there for years. They were brothers. They have both died within the last year or two.
That's
they
something.
They were up there, 90s.
Yeah.
So they said we're lucky the church is still open.
That's good to hear.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, were there any people, let's see, I know that population, nationality, and thinking in Bangor, there were a lot of Welsh people, believe it or not. And were any of them working in the mills with you? Okay, quite a few still. Okay.
In fact, my in-laws' mill, they had a little bus type van, and my husband had to go pick up about 10 women every morning. He'd start up there, go to Bangor, pick up some of these women, but they spoiled that. They took them home for lunch, then go pick them up again, and then take them home at night. And I thought, why can't he eat lunch there? He'd come home lunchtime, eat a sandwich, have to run out the door to go pick up the women.
I have never heard of anything like that. That's quite a service they were doing.
That, though. I don't say the lunch bit. But the women didn't drive.
Didn't drive.
In those days, my mother never drove.
You know, my grandmother didn't drive either. That's a much older time period, but she never did. I think a lot of women back then really didn't, you know.
And they only had one car.
That's the other thing. That's the other thing. Yeah, because it was not the 1950s that most families got the two cars. A lot of people just had one, if they had any. I live in a place called New Tripoli, which is way out there. And I was told that our farm families, some of them just had horse and buggy until 1950 or so.
Yeah.
Seriously. So.
Well, this is a story that I heard when I was little and my parents didn't have a car. So my mother had a bachelor brother. And of course, you go out 10, 11 o'clock at night to clubs or whatever. So he'd let them have the car on a Saturday night, and we'd go out and give him the car.
Well,
he shared it with them.
That's nice, yeah.
because they couldn't afford a car.
No, we forget about that. You know, cars were expensive, and they were a luxury. A lot of families did not have them. In Bethlehem, many of the steel workers didn't have cars. They'd walk down the hill to work, and then they'd walk back up to their homes. Yeah, so it's a sort of a luxury. Yeah. Oh, did the company have any of the mills have special picnics for you or things? Because some of the ladies told me about outings they would do, or...
Maybe a Christmas party.
Christmas party.
Any of the ones I was at, no picnics.
No picnics.
No.
Just...
And Christmas parties then ended up in the middle. You worked till, say, 1 o'clock.
Mm.
You were done, and we had a luncheon.
Okay.
That was it.
Just that, right at the mill.
Yeah.
Well, it's a party.
Yeah.
It's not at a special banquet hall or anything, but it's a party, I suppose.
Yeah.
I was going to ask something else. Did the late, because most of the ladies had husbands who worked, obviously, I think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Did the husbands, because they're both working, you know, did the husbands fill in housework at home? Did they do their portion of the housework? Or?
Not mine. He did the outside.
Right.
The cracks, the snow.
Right, things like that.
Your dad never cooked clean.
That's ladies' work. Okay, so it's double.
Yeah.
So I've heard that from some other people, too. Full-time work and then home and housework,
too. The only thing, when he retired ahead of me, he did help me some, but he didn't cook.
Okay, well, maybe you're good at it.
So,
I'll trust that.
You know. So I come home from work and cook.
Yeah. You didn't bring me anything.
Yeah.
In any case, anything else you remember about those days? Any particular moment that stands out as an interesting moment? Or
not that I can think of.
Not too much. Gonna say, did you ever look beyond... this area for work in a mill, like look down toward Easton or out to Nazareth or anything?
Because of my kids.
Right.
I had to be close.
Close by. Okay. And that was a good that's
but then as they got older, then I worked in Easton a while.
Okay.
A&H,
right.
Then we moved to Nazareth.
Mm.
So then I was out of up here.
Okay.
But everybody stayed close to the children.
Okay. Well, that's nice. Did the ladies get together outside of work? Did you have friends that would just, you know, have get-togethers
sometimes,
outside?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we would.
Would they tell you about, was there like people would share information about other mills, like, oh, they're hiring over here and it's good, or they're hiring at this mill and it's good? Would they talk about the other mills and that? No.
You hated to change.
Yeah, okay.
Unless you had to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Stay there.
Yeah.
Consistency.
In between all this, I worked at a daycare, I don't know, a year or so. But then that's when my husband lost his job.
Okay.
So no health benefits at a daycare.
Right.
So I had to get out.
Right.
Get benefits.
Right, right.
You need that.
Yes.
Yes.
That's true today, too. Very much so.
Yes.
I forgot to ask, I'm almost finished with my thoughts here, but did you find the work was physically, over the day, hard to do, like it became over a work day,
sometimes,
tiring?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
You'd get tired just sitting. She said, I don't know how you did it, but you did what you had to do.
Well,
yeah.
So
it was tough,
What was the hardest job in the mill? Do you, of all the ladies you knew, what was the most difficult one? Was it? I've heard men talk about the pressing work. You know, some of it wasn't that mostly men who ran the. I had a guy I know who said pressing,
Yeah, I never worked.
Never did that.
Where they did that.
Oh.
There were jobs that were hard, and some of the ladies at the group, they did good work.
Mm.
I didn't do intricate little things.
Okay. Yeah. Just the sewing, but not the
I sewed, but not maybe putting linings on stuff. but some of those jobs were hard.
Mm-hmm. I was going to see if anything else I wanted to ask you, because you've been very thorough. This is like really, really complete. Oh, wait, you mentioned what your husband did already. That's true. Do you think women workers have improved their status over time in this area? You know, I mean, more women working in the workforce, you know, it's more popular now or something, do you think?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's not too many women home.
That's true. So
everybody works. You need to work.
Yeah, that's pretty much it. I feel I've covered most of the questions I was going to ask, you know.
Yeah.
I think that's very thorough. You know, everything is, everyone's been so informative, you know. Good memories people have, you know.
Yeah. Some days I go down my basement. What did I come down here for? I forget.
Well, I do that too.
I forget.
I've been doing that for years.
Yeah.
It's nothing new with
me. A lot of things you forget. But I still keep going.
Okay. I'm going to turn this off real quick. And hang on 1 second. I'm going to push that off.